Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Cookin' Joe, and we're talking golf, believe it or not. Meanwhile, we have a report from Joe Kopp, report from KDK TV News saying what?
That Mr. Rooney is in Florida to try and meet with AB, but as of right now, no meeting has taken place, nor does he want to meet.
Well, that's not surprising.
No, he hasn't taken any calls since the season ended, so why should he want to meet now?
Wow. Well, we'll talk about that in the 1 o'clock hour. We are talking golf. We're talking about Matt Kuchar and the fact that he won a tournament. His caddy, local caddy that he picked up for the tournament, his regular caddy, not there. It was a tournament in Mexico that he won back in November. Won a little over $1 million, paid the guy $5,000. That was their agreement. In fact, he paid him more than what their pre-tournament agreement was. And yet, it's not a good look, according to a lot of people in the golf world. But the other side of it is they did have an agreement. So, Ron, look what we have here. Looky what we got here. Pittsburgh's very own Ryan Burr, I believe, of the Golf
Channel. Big-timer in the golf world on the Golf Channel. Let's call him
up. Huge fan of you, I think.
Hey, Ryan, what's going on? How are you today?
So, I'd log on for my daily AB drama fix, cleaning the pool, getting it ready for a big holiday weekend, a 10-year-old's big birthday party, 80 degrees here, and I get this golf news. And I thought it was appropriate that I just kind of give you the absolute ins on this, as you know, some of the callers stretch really what happened a little bit outside the box. So, you know, somewhat of Matt Kuchar's stature, as you read, you know, over $40 million in earnings. He has a team. He has a caddy that goes with him week to week and is on a salary, probably a couple $100,000 a year. He's on salary. And he gets vacation, just like anyone that's on salary gets vacation. He took vacation that week. So when Kuchar goes down there to hire the local caddy, the idea that he's hiring someone to read putts or tell him distances is fiction one. Kuchar is caddying for himself. He's hiring someone to carry the bag and carry it from hole to hole. And Kuchar has done the research on his own. He has the book, and he chooses the club, and he reads the putts. So here's where the rub comes, right? Kuchar wins. They had a deal, and he gave the guy a $1,000 bonus for carrying his bag for the week. So you can look at it a couple ways. One, self-awareness. Kuchar had to think, wow, if this gets out, I look really cheap. It gets out. He then offers him $15,000 for a total of $20,000, which is probably way above what he really needed to do for just carrying the bag around. But when he won, giving the guy $5,000 was cheap, and his reputation has taken a bit of a hit. But now this is a local caddy that's caddying on a good day for $100, $200 a day. So, you know, Kuchar's self-awareness, not great. Reputation takes a hit. The caddy, for some reason, turns down the $15,000 on principle, which to me is the craziest thing of this whole story, is that he didn't take the $15,000, which is, you know, I'm not sure what his yearly earnings are, but I'm going to guess the $15,000 for a total of $20,000 would have been a pretty nice get. But this guy's enjoying his 5 minutes of fame for carrying a bag around for 4 days.
So do you think, Ryan, that other golfers, I mean, are they looking at looking down their nose at Kuchar here, or do they understand the situation?
Well, what you see, had the tournament not been in Mexico, what you actually see a lot in kind of secondary tour events where a caddy goes on vacation for a week is you get celebrities that are caddying. And Tony Romo does it for Ryan Palmer, and you get country music singers, big fans of golf that want to be in between the ropes, you know, they carry the bag for free. It's kind of like a great opportunity. This thing was in Mexico, so he probably had a tough time getting someone down there, so he hires a local caddy. I mean, I just think self-awareness-wise, he probably should have offered the guy the $15,000 at the start and I think that's completely reasonable. There, he does not owe the guy the standard 10% for carrying the bag around. The guy did not read a single putt, did not give him a single club. So it's not really your normal caddy situation. It was more of a, lack of a better word, a labor situation. He was just carrying the bag from spot to spot. But Kuchar looks really cheap. I mean, the guy's made $40 million, and $5,000 for him, that looks really cheap.
I haven't seen yet another player on the tour come to his defense. Have you, Ryan?
Well, I think a lot of guys are laughing about it, to be honest with you. But I think, you know, everyone is with social media. You want to be careful who you back and what you back. Kuchar really is as good a guy day to day. You know, as a media person, you guys understand that there are really good guys and there are okay guys and then there are bad guys. He really is, when you're dealing with someone and asking for something, he's about as good as they come. Huge family guy, always says yes to the interview. We'll do whatever you need. But in this particular case, he got cheap, and I think now he's paying for it. I mean, to his defense, he did offer the guy $20,000, and the guy said, on principle, I'm turning it down. Like I said, I'm not sure what Big Poppy's thinking there, but the story continues to have legs.
Man, does it ever. And Adam Shupak is a pretty well-known golf writer. Came out. Ron and I were discussing this earlier. Does this stick with Kuchar? And Shupak has a number of caddies. One veteran caddy carried a bag for multiple tour champions, says this is a real bad look. This is going to stick to him. Another guy who caddied for a 2018 tour winner. It says a lot about what Matt thinks of caddies. Somebody else says another caddy for somebody who's in the Golf Hall of Fame. He had a chance to change a guy's life and he just didn't get it. So the question is, does it stick with him?
Well, see, I think you have to draw the line on, was the guy really even – see, I mean, I have a tough time calling him a caddy. Like, there's so much money on the PGA Tour now that there's caddies that are making $1 million. I mean, if you were Tiger Woods, you're on salary and you get zero when he wins and zero when he loses. You're on salary, and you know, Tiger has a monster year, but you're getting paid for your privacy, for everything that you're not going to go out and say what Tiger's doing in his off time. You know, the guy really didn't do a whole lot other than carry his bag around. So, you know, for that moment where Kuchar was making the decision on what I'm going to do for this guy, he probably didn't think, well, the guy really didn't do much for me. Anyone could have just carried the bag around. I'll give him $1,000. That's where I question the self-awareness, just because in that moment, now he looks incredibly cheap. I think Kuchar didn't look at him like he would a regular caddy. His normal caddy week to week is handsomely paid.
No, I hear you. I hear you, man.
Ryan, we appreciate you calling, and we'll let you get back to your 80-degree weather. Where are you out in Florida?
Where are you?
We're in Orlando on a beautiful day.
Thanks a lot for rubbing it in. We're in Pittsburgh on a lousy, crappy day.
I can't wait for the next AB update.
It'll be coming soon. Don't worry.
Within seconds. Thank you, Ryan.
See you, Ryan.
That was interesting, huh?
Ryan, but he's an insider in the golf world.
Really good stuff. All right, Ron. The time is 12:38. Brought to you by the all-new Ken Ganley Toyota. Drive a new Toyota with zero down. And guess what's next? Our friend Eric Hagman, live from Bradenton. Should I pay attention to him today or not?
I think you should after he undressed you the other day.
I may not after the way that ended. Hagman's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.